As part of the Public Theater's Under the Radar Festival, the USS Intrepid, the former aircraft carrier moored on the west side of Manhattan, will be the venue for a series of musicals. WMIC's John Schaefer says these shows represent a forgotten moment in America's musical and military history.
As World War II dragged on in both the Atlantic and Pacific theaters, the U.S. Army found time for an unexpected push into the world of musical theater. The Blueprint Specials were a set of musicals created specifically for soldiers at the front to be able to produce themselves.
They're written with the audience of, you know, an average American soldier.
That's Tom Ridgely, the artistic director of Waterwell, the theater group that's resurrecting these long-lost musicals at the Intrepid. Most of the Blueprint Specials featured the work of Private Frank Lesser, who would go on to write the music and lyrics for Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
It sort of catches him at this amazing transitional moment. He had been writing lyrics in Hollywood for a while.
I don't want to walk without you.
But not writing music. And these Army songs were his first foray into composing both music and lyrics.
I know a spot, peaceful and fair. I'll be so happy when I'm back there. No matter.
But it wasn't just young Frank Lesser who was behind these Blueprint musicals. Choreography came from José Limón, later one of the giants of modern dance. And there were musical contributions from Jerry Livingston, who wrote the novelty hit Mare's Oats, and Alex North, who would become famous for his music in the films Spartacus, A Streetcar Named Desire, and so many others. And that's just the musicals we know of.
There are four that have survived that we have found. We've found mention of two others that we haven't been able to track down, one of which was an all-black show. They called it an all-Negro show, but it had music by Count Basie and Duke Ellington.
Sadly for music lovers, but happily for the people of Earth, World War II ended before the Army could get that musical produced. But some of the others traveled widely. Ridgely has found evidence that Mickey Rooney directed and starred in one show in at least three cities in Germany in 1945. And there were Blueprint specials being performed by GIs in Italy as well. All they had to do was follow the directions, which offered several options.
Each one of the Blueprints has a complete set of orchestrations for up to 14 instruments. But then they also describe how you can reduce that score for smaller ensembles. And they even say, look, you can just do this with a piano if that's all you've got. It's basically a very, very thick book, which includes the script, all those orchestrations I mentioned, and then drawings and instructions for how to create the scenery and the costumes out of materials that soldiers could conceivably have at hand.
As for the subject matter, that was right at hand, too.
They really do not get into the reasons why the war is being fought. There's not a lot of discussion of the enemy. It really focuses on the soldiers' experience. So they're very interesting that way. And that way they are very subversive. They are merciless about attacking and making fun of the bureaucracy and the hierarchy and the indignity of being, you know, an enlisted soldier in the American Army.
We are as great to be in the Army. Great to wake up in the night and hear the bugle blow. We are as great to be in the Army. Great to do some easy work and rake in all the dough. There's lots of time for fun and play, that's why we sing.
After the war ended, these Blueprint specials disappeared. Waterwell's new productions at the USS Intrepid will be the first time a civilian audience has ever seen them. The cast will include Broadway favorites like Laura Osnes and Will Swenson, plus veteran and active duty members of the military. Now, this all sounds very nice, but are these musicals any good? Waterwell's Tom Ridgely may not be the most impartial observer, but he's the one I asked.
I think they're fantastic. I mean, part of the reason why we got so excited about this is that it sounds exactly like you would imagine a musical from 1945 by Frank Lesser about the Army would sound. The tunes really are gangbusters, and I can't believe that they've just been sitting on shelves for 70-odd years.
Performances on board the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum begin on Friday night and run through January 11th. For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.